All right, that was Cherry Glazer, who were in town last night. Had a fun, weird time at Cherry Glazer. There were so many kids there, and by kids I mean like 12 to 16 year olds. It was cool. I was really into it. I'm glad that there's kids going out to cool shows in the middle of nowhere on Thursday nights. It is, you know, it is a holiday today, so it wasn't like a school night, but that would have been even more punk rock. But yeah, it was cool. There's lots of kids who were moshing for like the first time. And Cherry Glazer are quite young themselves. I feel like they're only 19. And that started as a bedroom pop project by Clementine, the lead singer slash guitarist. And it has now, within a very short amount of time, become a full-fledged rock group who are touring the West Coast right now. So before Cherry Glazer, I played Current Joys with the song Kids, and that's just a single. Up next, I'm going to play a band called Sheer Mag. They're from Philadelphia, but they are also in town. They will be playing the Hindenburg tomorrow night, along with a couple other bands, but I'm going to play a track by them called What You Want. We'll be right back.
March weather.
This issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver, housing crisis, commercial plates, lots of floods, Richmond, underwater. There's no more Discorder ever. 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 Discorder ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store. For articles on Sumac, Snit, Saradavachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Nellie, and this is my show called The Cat's Pajamas. Before those PSAs, you heard a track by Warm Soda, a project out of San Francisco, Bubblegum Garage Rock, I would call that. He's just churning out the albums, but that was the track I Want to Go Fast, and he will be releasing a new album on May 4th through Castleface Records. Before that, you heard Sheer Mag. They're from Philadelphia, and they will be playing a show here at the Hindenburg tomorrow night. And that was the track called What You Want. So I'm going to play one more track, and then we're going to talk to Sasha McKenna about his new album called Poor Boy. And yeah, it's going to be very exciting. So I'm going to play a track by Weed, one of my favorites. They just released a fantastic album, had a great release show at Antisocial Skateboard Shop on Wednesday. It was so packed and super sweaty, but that's how it should be. So this is the track called Meet Me With Ease off of their album called Running Back.
We'll be right back.
my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is UC, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Ellum, I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh, I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlund from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show.
My name is Hugo, I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane, I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Corden-Lee from the CITR music department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR's student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you.
Thank you for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fun Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fun Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's Fun Drive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
She was my friend, the world that came close. And oh, she was so profound, as
All right, welcome back to the Cat's Pajams. I am joined in the studio now with Sasha McKenna and pals. Want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Sasha. I just brought a couple of friends with me for emotional support.
Nice.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Daisy.
Cool. Yeah, we're just going to be hanging out, and we're going to talk about the brand new album. This was released a couple weeks ago. You want to talk a bit about the backstory?
Yeah. I ended up, over the last year, I've written more or less three albums trying to kind of come up with what I really wanted to do. And I was in Spain and I was in New York, and I was just always kind of writing stuff. And I did like an indie rock album, and I did like a really kind of inaccessible folk noise album almost. Mm-hmm. And when I was in New York, I just kind of had a bit of a, I don't know, like a good creative spurt, and most of these songs came out in a few days, and so I just went with that instead.
Yeah. Cool. So you previously released stuff as Poor Boy before.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this different?
I feel like because I was kind of playing around with different genres of music, I figured if I just kind of released under my own name, and then each album I do will have a different kind of vibe and sound to it, and I figured that, you know, Poor Boy, the stuff I was doing before, this is pretty similar to it, and so that'd be kind of the Poor Boy record, then I'm going to might, you know, put it to bed and work on something else.
Cool.
So.
Yeah. You were on the show last year, about exactly a year ago, almost, I think.
Exactly a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing some live tunes. Yeah, that was really nice. So we talked about this earlier, but you mixed and recorded and did everything with this album, right?
Yeah, I just I did it all with one really cheap microphone and just directly into my computer, and then, you know, multi-tracking and playing around with it. So I'm still trying to figure out how to adapt it for like live shows. You know, there's some backup guitar parts I feel are pretty important to the song I want to keep in, and, you know, a lot of harmonies on it. So I've been trying to mess around,
get a band together.
Yeah. Or like I have a friend and I have like harmonizing pedals, which are
cool.
They sound all right, so we'll see how it goes. But
yeah, it's cool to do a one-man band live show.
Yeah, you don't have to rely on anybody being late or anything. You can just do
it. Exactly. Yeah. You're always on time. So is it, you've been in bands before too, so is it like, how is it different just doing it all yourself? Like, is it more invested? Are you
There's good and bad to it, because like with the other band I was in, I was doing most of the writing anyway. But at the same time, there's still, you can't go to anybody for ideas. If you're stuck on a song, you just kind of have to figure it out, and eventually it happens. But there's definitely good and bad. I mean, performing with a band's a lot more fun, you know. I find that like, if you don't feel as nervous if you're with a group of people, if it's by yourself, you kind of get this, you know, realization that everyone's literally staring at you.
That's
kind of sketchy.
It's all you.
Yeah.
This album is kind of has this backstory to it, kind of, or this loose
concept.
Yeah, it's
like a loose concept
thing.
I kind of initially had more of like a linear kind of story in mind, but then I figured, I don't know. I mean, I wanted to pace the songs like on the record, place them in a way that they weren't like all just like really slow songs. And then, like, kind of slow songs. I tried to mix them up a bit, so it turned into a loose concept. But
What were your? Did you have any influences that were like non-musical, or like some of those that really influenced this? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of the music I like. There's a few songwriters that use the character name Caroline, which I use quite a bit. And I find that they usually kind of stay within the same situations. You know, like Lou Reed writes a lot about a Caroline. Same with Towns Van Zandt, and so I kind of wanted to add a Caroline for myself.
Cool.
Put her in through the same shit that they put her through. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I think we should listen to another track off of that, and then you can pick some other stuff to play. Do you have anything in mind?
I like the song. I think the song "Beg for Passing Boats" would be
cool.
A good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
We'll play that, and then we'll be back
shortly.
Thanks.
Did I fake it?
All right, we're back. We're here in the studio with Sasha McKenna talking about his new album. You just heard a track off of that called Beg the Passing Boats. Yeah, we were just talking about how much you've been traveling recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were in Vancouver a year ago, and then mm-hmm. you just said you went to Spain.
Yeah, I kind of moved to Spain out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to have a friend who has a house in the southern coast, and said I could stay there for free. I didn't really bother learning any Spanish before I went, and it's a very small mm-hmm. traditional village. And so I was not well received by the locals there.
Oh.
I'd frequently get spat at when I'm walking through
really?
The streets. Yeah, pretty commonly. It happened almost every day. So that was a learning experience, and I chickened out pretty quick and
mm-hmm.
went to Calgary for a while. And yeah. So that was all right.
Yeah, I'm sure that influenced a lot of songwriting.
Yeah, like in my mind, I was kind of hoping for like Leonard Cohen and you know Greek
cool.
Islands or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that, but it wasn't quite like that.
yeah. So you were talking about a band that you were in called Recovery.
Yeah. So Recovery, I was initially in the band Recovery before I left, and Recovery has got really talented members, mm-hmm. members of Damages and Taxa. And
right.
Out of Sight and Mousier as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very excited to be playing with them, and they've continued on without me, and I think they sound much better that
cool.
way anyway. So
nice. And you said you also played a show in New York. Is that as Sasha McKenna?
Yeah. So cool. I just happened upon the ability to play a show in Williamsburg. There wasn't very many people there, but mm-hmm. it still happened. So
yeah, you still yeah.
I totally toured.
Yeah, let's play a Recovery track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna go for it.
Yeah,
go for it. Okay, your Bandcamp link is on here, so let's do
okay.
Inside the Circle.
Yeah, okay. Any of those tracks are great.
Perfect.
So.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. You just heard some Recovery, Sasha McKenna's previous band, before, or I guess you must have been working on a lot of these songs on the new album for a long time before that, or kind of in and out. Are a lot of these songs like reworkings of things?
A few of them. I cut a few songs up and took the parts I liked and put them in new things and repurposed them and stuff, so for sure.
Yeah, we were just talking about one of the tracks you have. For the love of, I was trying to say this earlier, and I was like, I can't, like, there's no way I'm going to be able to say that without,
I have
like,
to, like, sing it, so
yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, what's the story with that one?
So that song, actually, that's a song I've been kind of working on forever. The chorus of it, I really like, but I've never been able to come up with, like, a decent verse to fit it, and so I was kind of breaking apart some Leonard Cohen songs and trying to figure out how he's laying melody over chords. And I came up with one that I was pretty proud of. It's pretty Leonard Cohen-y. So,
nice. Yeah.
I'm pretty happy how that turned out. And that seems to be the single of the record so far. People seem to like it. So.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have been talking about Leonard Cohen quite a bit.
Yeah.
Any other big influences on this album?
Yeah. I've always liked... And when people ask me about, like, folk music that I play, I really, you know, I don't really think of, like, Bob Dylan and stuff. I think more of, like, Leonard Cohen and Nick Drake. And I'm also really a big fan of, like, Brian Eno as well. And so I think trying to push that all together has made it, you know, pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. It seems like you have a wide range of genres you like to play.
Yeah, I go all over the map.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Tons of songs. So.
You just mentioned another punk band that you're starting called Sugar Pill.
Yeah, Sugar Pill. Yeah, that should be fun. It's it's myself and another member of Taxa and a few other people who I haven't met them yet. So hopefully they're cool. But
it's fun. It's an adventure.
Yeah. So if anybody was like a fan of Sisyphus or anything, they should like that. But it's
cool.
Definitely playing with the, like, soft and loud dynamic a lot more, which I'm excited for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like you have so much experience being in bands and various projects. How long have you been playing?
Actually, I don't know. I mean, I've always been playing music, but I think I've only been seriously trying to write and play music for the last year and a bit.
Cool.
But I'm sporadic. Like, I do a lot, so, yeah.
Nice. What else are you into besides music, or what's your other...
honestly, like, pretty well it. I mean, I spend a lot of time... Like, I'm really obsessed with the idea of, like, the songwriter.
You know, yeah.
I'm always trying to figure out how other people are doing things. And you know, I wish I would have gotten started earlier. And so now I'm trying to spend a lot of time, like, making up for lost time, you know, writing a lot. So
yeah,
that's pretty well my...
Yeah, definitely. I feel like a lot of people, like, kind of don't let themselves start playing music. My friends and I want to start a band, and we're just like, let's just do it. Like, why not?
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, who I was waiting for to tell me to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, like, did you have a specific influence or person who, like, really pushed you to just do it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very lucky because growing up, you know, once I decided I wanted to play music, it was kind of in my family, at least, like, the unspoken thing. Like, no one would tell me to get a real job until I, you know, started making music.
Yeah.
And so my parents were really, really, have always been really supportive and willing to help, which is really cool. And then I also, I mean, Aaron here has always been a very, very, almost like a Yoda-like figure for me, you know, giving me advice, which is good. But yeah, I just got this weird kind of obsession with trying to write better and better all the time, so...
Cool. Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up? Or, like,
I grew up outside of Calgary in Okotoks, and it's this tiny little town, and nobody plays music there whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And actually, another major influence that helped me out massively was there's a songwriter named Simon Joyner who's from Omaha, Nebraska, and he's a really, really great songwriter. And I found him on Facebook, and I asked for help writing songs, and he sent me back this really great essay. I think I talked about this last time.
Yeah, I was just going to say that sounds familiar. You definitely touched on that. That's such a cool story,
though. That helped me out massively because, like, there was nobody in town to really learn from, so I learned from one of my favorites, but, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been good, yeah. Very lucky.
Were you in touch with, like, local music scenes in Calgary at all? And
When I started actually going to Calgary and meeting people there, I started becoming involved with, like, the Pint Size Records group.
Okay.
So, like, La Luna... You know, at the time was called Brain Fever when I met them, but they're really great friends. And you know, lots of bands in Calgary are really amazing. Like Viet Cong right now is totally killing it.
They sold out their show here last
week. Yeah, like when I was in New York, I was seeing posters everywhere, and I was just so excited.
Yeah, really blowing up. Yeah, I was thinking earlier, I was like, what bands do I play that are from Calgary? Not a whole lot right now. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, I was actually living with these dudes that play in a band called Dry Heave, and they're really great. It's really noisy punk rock, and also Hagface from Calgary is really great too. And geez, I'm trying to get as many plugs in here as I can.
Yeah. I've definitely played Hagface on the show before.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's all for now. But I'm sure, I mean, there's tons of great music in this city. I'm just blanking on it.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of things from Edmonton recently.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But yeah, I'm going to Sled Island this year.
Cool,
Did you ever go to Sled?
I've been to Sled. I've tried to get myself to play Sled.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think, Sisyphus was supposed to play Sled. And I mean, I think we had a pretty sweet slot lined up, but we broke up.
Oh, before we got right
the
before?
News. Yeah,
oh.
So that was a bummer.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Well, seems like you have a lot of other projects that could potentially play Sled.
I just keep making more, and it's bound to happen with one of them. Get some
Do you have any shows as Poor Boy, or as
yours?
I keep getting confused.
That's okay, no worries. I think there's supposed to be a show at the end of the month. We're still trying to work out a day. So I think it's around the 25th of April. But, yeah, just keep an ear and eye out, and you'll probably find something.
Yeah. If you're listening, I'll probably announce it on the show.
Yeah.
And you want to get a tour starting?
Yeah. So for fall, I've been kind of collecting promoters' names and stuff like that and trying to, you know, figure out a good tour. Probably just Western Canada for now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to convince a friend to come and accompany me so I make things easier for myself. But we'll see.
We'll see. Cool. Let's play For the Love of Inevitability. Yes, and then we'll have a couple more minutes to chat before the show ends. Here we go.
She
All right. That was For the Love of Inevitability by Sasha McKenna off of his new album, Poor Boy. He is in the studio today talking to me about this new album and his other projects and his, it seems very exciting. It's an exciting time. You're back in Vancouver.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely like an accumulation of lots of waiting is now paying off. So that's good, yeah.
Why didn't talk about like why you decided to settle back in Vancouver, really? Are you really into the music scene here?
Yeah, I think I have a lot of good friends here that play music, and so I have a lot of contacts. And to be in another city, I'd kind of have to start from the bottom again and meeting people and trying to find, you know, promoters and all that stuff. Yeah. And here I just kind of, it's all worked out very well. And it's just like a nice place. So.
Yeah, it's a great place. And I think the music scene here is kind of tight-knit. There's a lot of diverse things happening, but I love how I go see shows and it's not just like one genre. You see like four bands and they're all totally different.
And everybody, like, you know, all the bands seem to look out for each other. And really,
definitely.
Really kind, which is really cool. So
for sure. We were describing the album earlier, trying to describe it, and Daisy came up with a great description. Do you wanna tell the listeners?
So when you're going downstairs in the dark and you miss a step,
And I like that because I mean, yes, it's shocking, but you know, there's the comfort of knowing you're gonna eventually hit a step with your foot. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. It's I was listening to it before I went to bed last night. It's just very like
that's good.
Not that it was like, oh, I need something to put me to sleep, but it was just like a nice, relaxing, just kind of like cool. It's also like a little spooky and
I did like a road test with it. Me and a friend went driving around the city, Calgary actually, when I finished it, and it was like really foggy out, and so we were listening to it, and it was really doing well for foggy Calgary.
Yeah, I bet this is a great album to drive to.
Yeah,
I don't get to drive
totally
anymore.
Me either.
So do you have any other big projects on the way, or are you just focusing on this? What's next?
Well, right now, so aside from Sugar Pill, which is the punk band I'm trying to get together, I also am trying to do a few kind of like one-off albums. I have a few like genre ideas that I want to explore. And just not like perform with anything, just for fun. And so I'm going to start working on the first one, which it's called Ona, which is, I think I'm saying that right. It's the German word for without, and it's going to be like a post-punk band, more or less, but really noisy and hopefully interesting. So.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, we only have a couple more minutes left. I wanted to end with a song, but thanks so much for coming on air.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to say anything else, or are you good?
No, I think we covered it. Yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, thanks. You're the first person I interviewed on air.
Yeah, totally.
And since in this past year, I've interviewed a few other people, but it's always a nerve-wracking and experience.
Absolutely.
But it's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be here.
Stay tuned. Hopefully, you'll have a show going at the end of the month.
Yep.
And hopefully, you'll get to do a sweet tour. Canada.
Nice.
For sure. All right. So I think let's close out with Poor Boy. I think you should be happy because is that a good one, or should we do
there's
a
no,
different one?
There's no lyrics in that one.
That's true.
The very last one.
The very last one. Okay. Yeah.
Is that one? I think you should.
Yeah. He was a poor boy. Waste of time.
Oh yeah. Okay. I got my song names mixed up. That is a good one.
That's a good one.
That one. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Stay tuned to CITR. Dave is up next with Dave Radio, and then later on in the day we've got Femme Concept and Radio Zero and Nardwar. So stay tuned to CITR. I'll see you next week.
His heart.